Welcome to the eSports Recap, where we cover yesterday's matches. My name is Boyd, and today, on this beautiful Wednesday, November 2nd, we have some Overwatch League, their lower bracket round 1, as well as the IEM Rio Majors. So let's get started. Starting us off is the Overwatch League lower bracket round 1, where Los Angeles Gladiators started the day off by taking a 3-1 map win over Philadelphia Fusion. The Fusion did take control 2-0, but the Gladiators would take Hybrid 3-2, Escort 3-2 as well, and Push by 142 meters, beating Philadelphia's 45 meters. Then we have the Shanghai Dragons and the San Francisco Shock, where the Shock will take a 3-1 win, taking control 2-1, losing Hybrid to the Dragons 2-1, then taking Escort 3-2, and then winning Push closer than the last one, but still a good win, 92.11 meters to Shanghai's 63.15 meters. Then we have the Florida Mayhem taking it 3-1 over the Atlanta Reign. Atlanta will get 2-0 on control, but Florida will take a 1-0 on Hybrid, a 2-1 on Escort, and a 140 meters to 58.84 meters on Push. Then our final match for Overwatch today is the Hangzhou Spark taking it 3-2, the only win that wasn't a 3-1, over the Toronto Defiant. The Spark take it 2-0 on control, then Toronto will have a 3-2 win on Hybrid. The Spark coming back, taking a 2-1 lead, going 3-2 on Escort. Then Toronto takes a close 81-74. But closing it out and taking the 3-2 win is the Spark with a second control map 2-0. This cements our lower bracket round 2, which will be the Gladiators going up against the Shock. Whoever wins that will face the loser of the Dallas and Seoul match, as well as the Florida Mayhem and the Hangzhou Spark. Whoever wins that gets to move on and face either the Houston Outlaws or the London Spitfire. Both of these lower bracket round 2, as well as the upper bracket semifinals, will be happening today, and I'll certainly be covering them tomorrow. But now let's talk about some Counter-Strike, with the IEM Rio Majors being in round 3 of the Challengers stage. Both this stage, as well as the upcoming Legends stage, are played in a Swiss system format, where you win 3 matches, you move on, you lose 3, you're out. And with that being said, here in round 3 we have 4 teams in the high matches looking for their 3rd win. And starting that off is Mouse and Fnatic, where Mouse will take it 2-1, winning Vertigo 16-8, Fnatic taking Inferno 16-9, and Mouse winning it out on Ancient 16-9. Then we move on over where Bad News Eagles take it 2-0 over Gamer Legion. The Eagles take Ancient 16-9, and then Mirage 16-7. Then we go on over to our mid-matches, where we have 8 teams who are currently 1-1. The teams who win these matches will end up 2-1, being 1 away from moving on to the Legends stage, where the other 2 will end up 1 away from getting sent home. And I should say, these mid-matches are played as a best of 1. So now that we know that bit of information, we're going to start off with 9Z taking it on Nuke over EG in overtime, 19-17. Then we have Outsiders taking it over Vitality on Overpass, 16-12. Then Big, 16-6 on Dust2 over the Greyhound Gamers. And then we have Furia taking it over OG on Overpass in overtime, 19-16. That means 9Z, Outsiders, Big, and Furia are now going to be 2-1 going into round 4. EG, Vitality, Greyhound, and OG are now in the low end, hoping not to end up on the chopping block. And speaking of the chopping block, we have 4 teams in the round 3 low matches. They are all 0-2, so they are just looking to stay alive in this tournament. We have Double O Nation and IHC are the first match where IHC will keep their dreams alive. They do lose on the first map on Ancient, 16-14 to Double O Nation, but then they will take Inferno in overtime, 16-9, then they will duplicate that on Overpass with another overtime win, 16-9. It's IHC, move on to the next round, and Double O Nation, unfortunately, is sent packing. Then we have Cloud9 and Imperial playing at the same time, but Cloud9 apparently resonating with IHC, however, they didn't want to lose one map. They decide to go with the same winning two matches in overtime, but they skip the loss. They take it 2-0 over Imperial, going overtime 19-15 on Overpass, and then in overtime 22-19 on Vertigo. This leads us to our current round four matches, where Big will be facing 9Z, Outsiders will be facing Fnatic, Gamer Legion will face Furia, those are the high matches, and the low matches, OG will face IHC, Vitality will face Greyhound Gaming, and EG will be facing Cloud9. However, this is not all I have to tell you, as starting off with the bad news, for two teams, not for everyone else, Double O Nation and Imperial have gone 0-3, which means they will no longer be in the 2022 Rio Major. They are sent packing, but this also means that two teams are 3-0, and that is Bad News Eagles and Mouse. They get to move on to the Legend Stage. They get to take a break. They don't have to deal with round four or round five. They get to wait for these teams to figure it out. They will be joining eight teams that have already been waiting this whole time. That includes FaZe Clan, Na'Vi, Ninjas in Pajamas, ENCE, Sprout, Heroic, Team Spirit, and Team Liquid. That does leave six openings still remaining for the upcoming Legend Stage, which will also be a Swiss system format. Anyways, that's all I have for you today. Tune in tomorrow for more Overwatch League and more Rio Major. We get to talk about round four of the Challengers stage, where we will see who will be moving on to the Legend Stage, who will still need one more win, and who will have gotten their third loss to send them home. All of this tomorrow. Stay tuned.